This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Huddle up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B+ then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bingo.
We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I need a female's perspective on something really quick. I thought what I was doing was going to be attractive to females, but apparently with what one of my friends got in my head last night, like maybe I'm actually heading in the opposite direction. So welcome to the show, by the way. Jess is out. I wish that she was here, but Charlotte's here and you're here. So thank you for doing that. Y'all, today, for the very first time in my adult life, I'm going to go get Botox. Which is kind of a vulnerable thing for me to talk about, so allow me the space to feel a little uncomfortable with this conversation. Yes, me, a 42-year-old man, I'm going to get Botox for the very first time today. I am, on the surface level, am going to get it for medical reasons. Mm-hmm. In case you're new to the show, I got jumped in downtown Baltimore like about a year, almost, yeah, we're getting close to 2 years now. I've had this chronic dizziness ever since then, and we're trying different things to help it. And Botox actually could be a solution for some of this dizziness. Now, let me be honest with you. 51% of me wants to get Botox for medical reasons. 49% of me is curious for glamorous reasons to see if it could help some of these, you know, lines that are coming into my face rapidly. So I was telling one of my friends last night, she was like, what are you doing tomorrow? So a lot of people have the day off for Juneteenth. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I go to the show and then I'm going to get Botox afterwards.
Yeah.
She's like, you're getting Botox? I'm like, yeah. She's like, don't ever tell anybody that you're getting Botox. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, especially.
It's a little shamey.
Yeah, no, I was like, really? Like, come on, it's 2025. We're not shaming people no more. She's like, yeah, don't ever, like, especially anybody you're going to date, like don't tell a woman that you have Botox. And I'm like, is it really that bad? Like a guy that gets Botox, is that, from a woman's perspective, if you find out that a guy gets Botox, is that attractive because he's a guy that takes, and because here I am, right? I'm a man of the future. You know what I mean?
Like a modern man.
I'm a modern man. Yeah. Taking care of himself. Uh-huh. Self-care. It's a little self-care time. Or are you like, guys that get Botox, just text me your initial. You can't call because our phones are messed up. I would love for this to be a phone call, but you can't call. Initial reaction, a guy that gets Botox, just text us the first word that comes to your mind. 410-583-1065. God, I wish Jess was here today. Charlotte, just initial word, guy that gets Botox. What's the first word that comes to your mind?
Zoolander. I'm picturing you coming in tomorrow and making the Zoolander face at me.
Is it bad?
I
be honest.
I want to say that I'm so like accepting and cool, and I'm just like, oh, that's so chill, love yourself. Yeah. But I'm like, a little bit, I'm like,
is it bad?
Is it giving shallow?
Is it shallow?
No, but like,
no, be honest. I don't sugarcoat it.
If we're taking out the medical context, yes. I have to say that because that sounds horrible.
Yeah. It's shallow.
But also, you know my type when it comes to men. Yeah. I don't know. That's so far from my type.
Yeah.
Would
so you meet a guy,
of man that gets Botox.
You meet a guy and he's like, you find out he gets Botox instantly. It's a no for you.
I'm just like, what if his face won't move? Like, we have to be able to smile together. Like, I don't really plan on getting Botox. So, like, you have to be wrinkly with me one day. Like, I don't want to be the only wrinkly one.
So I don't bring it up. You say, like, I should not bring that fact up. And if I meet a woman and conversation goes that way, I should not let her know that I have Botox.
I don't know if it would be the first fact I'd drop about myself on a date.
I'm calling it Brotox because it makes me feel like more masculine about it. Like, yo, it's Brotox. It's going to feel like...
Okay,
like,
I coined that, but...
Yeah, I know. It's a thing. It makes me feel like, yo, I'm like, it's Brotox. Okay, so we just ask you, like, what's your initial reaction? In one word, what are people saying? Because you can't call today, unfortunately. Our phones are broken. It's, you know, it's Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday. Jess is out. It's just a weird day on the show today. Charlotte, let's run through some of these words. I'm sure they're all going to be wildly positive.
So positive.
People love to lift me up on this show. That's usually how it goes.
There was one very nice comment telling you that it's common and not to feel weird about it. Okay. And then that was promptly followed up by many one-word texts saying, quote, midlife crisis.
Okay.
Kendall.
And listen, hang on. Midlife crisis, there may be some truth to that. 40s are weird, and everyone in their 40s know that's a little bit weird. Okay. What?
That's a pretty low-key midlife crisis, though, if
that's
you think
fair.
About it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kendall.
Okay. I am a little bit. Charlotte and I were joking about that. Like, if I come in tomorrow and I look crazy, you guys have to be supportive because you have to remember this is somewhat medical. It's mostly, it's 51% medical, okay?
Yes. Okay. Insecure.
Yeah. I think there's some, there's some truth to this. There is absolutely some insecurity to it. Yeah. There's no lies. There's no lies here.
Someone just said LOL to the Botox.
Yeah.
Someone said self-care. That's
Thank
nice.
You, right?
That's nice.
Can't we appreciate a man that wants to have a wrinkleless face? Is there no appreciation? Be honest about that. Is there no appreciation for a man that says, I just want to have a smooth face at age 42. Like, I feel like that's becoming a lost art.
Ooh, new one just dropped. Desperate.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.